Nearly 250,000 letter carriers could get handheld devices that let them track packages in real time. It's part of a major technology upgrade at the Postal Service. The agency hopes that will give it an edge over competitors like UPS and FedEx. Chief Information Officer Jim Cochran has called the deal a billion-dollar bet on the future of the shipping business, and he joins us now. Jim, great to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Emily.
So first of all, tell us about this new award to the company Honeywell. What are these devices?
Well, we have scanners, obviously, out on the street, just like our competitors do. And the new device, what it does for us is it just gets us a little more information. It's smarter phones. It's a smarter device. We'll not only be able to confirm delivery with a scan, but we'll also be able to take information from the customer and on where they want the package left. We can take a picture of the device, and it just gives us a little more latitude to improve the customer experience. And we need to continue to enhance our delivery infrastructure because it's an important part of what we do. We're a delivery company.
So will users, I guess customers, homes, or businesses be able to have a tracking number like they do with some of the parcel services and be able to tell exactly where a item is hour by hour?
Yeah, I mean, we have that for the most part today. We're tracking. We've already, we talk about a billion-dollar bet. We've already replaced our tracking system. We've enhanced our sorting technology. So all through the process, the package is going from L.A. to Washington. You can see it as it travels across the country. The real-time nature is one that takes out some of the latency that exists from when we scan it. So our world is we want to be able to deliver a package, put it on your porch, scan it, and while you're opening that package in the kitchen, you're getting a text message saying your package was delivered. So you really have to take that latency out and make it almost real time.
And explain how this fits into the agency's overall business strategy. We know that first-class mail has declined. It's probably not going to go up. Meanwhile, you're seeking or you're pushing more revenue through shipping and commercial businesses. How does this fit into that strategy?
Well, we're a delivery company. We go to 152 million doors today and deliver mail and magazines and catalogs and packages. And it's the robust nature of that network that we're trying to enhance and really leverage. So we've always been a player in the shipping business. We're growing. E-commerce has been a real a driver of volume for us, and some of the biggest e-commerce players continue to leverage our network and enter things, and frankly, our competitors. We deliver packages for UPS and FedEx every day because of the nature of how strong we are, in particular in residential areas.
And as you upgrade the technology that you're giving the mail carriers, is this who is called for this the most? I'm just curious. Is this something that households want, or is this something that businesses that ship in bulk and ship a lot, like Amazon, are calling for?
It's in all of the above. Customers want more choice. They want more information. Obviously, a company like Amazon wants to know exactly when things are being delivered. What this new device can give us is the ability to not only tell you that the package is out for delivery today, it'll allow us to predict when we're going to deliver it. So you'll get an event, texted to your phone saying the package is out for delivery, and it'll be delivered between 1 and 2 p.m. this afternoon. So if you want to be there to receive it, you can make those decisions.
We're speaking with Jim Cochran. He's Chief Information Officer and Executive Vice President of the Postal Service. And something you said a moment ago I think is significant, and that is that the Postal Service actually does delivery on behalf of FedEx and UPS. I got one of those myself the other day. And I was able to track it, and I knew which postal office it was in, at what hour, and so forth. So how much do your back-end networks, the stuff that's really behind all these devices, connect and interoperate with those commercial carriers? I mean, do you all use one network, or do you just exchange data?
We exchange data. We are fully integrated. We've been at this for probably a little over 5 years now, and we call it coopetition. We compete for business. We all want to deliver every package for someone like Amazon. But in some cases, the best solution is a combination of a UPS, FedEx network, and a postal delivery. So we're fully integrated. When they give us packages, we do a chain of custody on the receipt. They EDI us information, and we send data back and forth. So as we're scanning that package on your porch, it's going back through UPS to the customer or directly to the customer. And also to our website.
And when there is a hybrid delivery like that, I just got one from, it happened to be from Apple, who decides that route? Does the shippers decide, or does the shipper, does the company sending the device, or do the carriers decide?
The shippers typically make those decisions. So UPS and FedEx both have products that they offer that leverages the postal delivery, and then they have other products that they do their delivery on themselves.
Tell us about the rest of this billion-dollar technology bet. That, as I'm paraphrasing you, what else are you doing besides these handheld scanners?
Well, we're also taking a look at the sortation in post offices. In the past, most of our package sortation was in our processing centers, but with these products, like where we deliver packages for UPS and FedEx and Amazon, coming directly to a post office to drop things off, we now have the ability to sort packages in our post office. So we're deploying package sorting technology at a post office level, and we're also enhancing and replacing package sorting technology in our processing network. So, you know, the whole network is being upgraded from both an intelligence. We have more information about things as they go through there, and a speed and efficiency issue.
And it also sounds like the roles, particularly of mail carriers and those in the post offices, are changing, maybe even those in the processing centers because of this technology. What you're describing seems like the mail carriers are taking on more of the roles that the post offices used to do. The post offices are taking on more of the roles that the other processing centers used to do.
There's some changes, and it's not... It's not with this new device. We'll have the ability to transact. So if you wanted to, you know, down the road, you'll be able to go to the letter carrier, and their device can almost take place some of the things we do in a post office today. We can sell you stamps or accept a package right there on the porch. So, you know, you have to continue to focus on the customer experience, and that's our driver. Is how do we generate revenue? The best way to do that is improve and keep improving the customer experience.
And by all accounts, this whole package area is growing. In fact, there's talk about same-day delivery from warehouses and lots of Saturday, maybe even Sunday delivery. What will all this do to the post office's physical network, that is the sorting centers and trucks and so forth?
Well, we're doing same-day delivery in New York City today with a lot of success.
That's back to the future, really.
It's happening now. We're delivering on Sunday, probably in about 3,000 zip codes every Sunday right now. And we see that expanding out. We want to deliver packages 7 days a week, and we want to deliver packages when customers want them. So if Sunday is a day that people want delivery, we'll deliver them on Sunday.
And what does this mean to the Postal Service's bottom line? I mean, how much are you investing in the new technology, and how much in savings, long-term savings, do you expect this to gain?
Well, the investments are rewarded with revenue in one way. And when you replace sorters and you upgrade technology in post offices for sorting packages, you're becoming more efficient. So all these investments have a return on investment. It's a combination of efficiency and revenue.
And so what do you expect to turn a profit on all of this? I mean, I guess you could – the Postal Service has pretty good cost accounting for what different services are making money and which are not making money. Is this making money for the Postal Service?
It's a good point, and the package business is considered a competitive business for us, and it's kind of held separate from things like first class mail and magazines, and we have to be competitive on the competitive side, cost effective and profitable on the competitive side of the business.
And just to get back to the device we started with, what is it if it's not a smartphone that we're familiar with?
Well, it's a traditional scanner, a ruggedized device that is used by our competitors in many ways and around the world, but it's a smarter device, and it's got real-time GPS capabilities. It's got the ability to push messages to. It's got the ability to take pictures. It has the ability to transact on. It just kind of takes it to the next level, and we're buying 75,000 out of the gate. And yet we have over 217,000 people who will be out delivering today. So it's just kind of a first step, and we'll continue to watch the technology evolve so that as we're purchasing equipment, we want to make sure it's the best and the most modern technology available.
And I guess they can get some pictures of those biting dogs while they're in action, too.
Well, you know, it's not, for us, that's a big issue, dog bites. And it'll give us the ability, if we have a replacement carrier, to have, when it gets the geo-coordinates, when you move into a neighborhood, it can actually warn a letter carrier that this neighborhood has a dog that roams the street. So it does allow us to make things a little safer. We'll know where our carriers are. And all those things become important for our employee safety.
Well, especially for those evening deliveries and so forth, there's been some issues different parts of the country there, too.
Absolutely. We'll be able to really monitor where our employees are and make sure they're not in harm's way.
Jim Cochran is the Chief Information Officer and Executive Vice President of the U.S. Postal Service. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.